The History of Witches, Part 2. Salem Witch Trials. As witch hysteria decreased in Europe, it grew in the New World, which was reeling from wars between the French and British, a smallpox epidemic, and the ongoing fear of attacks from neighboring Native American tribes. The tense atmosphere was ripe for finding scapegoats. Probably the best known witch trials took place in Salem, Massachusetts, in 1692. The Salem witch trials began when 9-year-old Elizabeth Paris and 11-year-old Abigail Williams began suffering from fits, body contortions, and uncontrolled screaming. Today, it is believed that they were poisoned by a fungus that caused spasms and delusions. As more young women began to exhibit symptoms, mass hysteria ensued, and 3 women were accused of witchcraft: Sarah Good, Sarah Osborne, and Tituba, an enslaved woman owned by Paris's father. Tituba confessed to being a witch and began accusing others of using black magic. On the 10th of June, Bridget Bishop became the first accused witch to be put to death during the Salem witch trials, when she was hanged at the Salem gallows. Ultimately, around 150 people were accused and 18 were put to death. Women weren't the only victims of the Salem witch trials. 6 men were also convicted and executed. Massachusetts wasn't the first of the 13 colonies to obsess about witches, though. In Windsor, Connecticut, in 1647, Alcee Young was the first person in America executed for witchcraft. Before Connecticut's final witch trial took place in 1697, 46 people were accused of witchcraft in that state, and 11 were put to death for the crime. In Virginia, people were less frantic about witches. In fact, in Lower Norfolk County in 1655, a law was passed making it a crime to falsely accuse someone of witchcraft. Still, witchcraft was a concern. About 24 witch trials, mostly of women, took place in Virginia between 1626 and 1730. None of the accused were executed. Are witches real? One of the most famous witches in Virginia's history is Grace Sherwood, whose neighbors alleged that she killed their pigs and hexed their cotton. Other accusations followed, and Sherwood was brought to trial in 1706. The court decided to use a controversial water test to determine her guilt or innocence. Sherwood's arms and legs were bound, and she was thrown into a body of water. It was thought that if she sank, she was innocent, but if she floated, she was guilty. Sherwood didn't sink and was convicted of being a witch. She wasn't killed, but put in prison for 8 years. A satirical article, supposedly written by Benjamin Franklin, about a witch trial in New Jersey was published in 1730 in the Pennsylvania Gazette. It brought to light the ridiculousness of some witchcraft accusations. It wasn't long before witch mania died down in the New World, and laws were passed to help protect people from being wrongly accused and convicted. Book of Shadows. Modern-day witches of the Western world still struggle to shake their historical stereotype. Most practice Wicca, an official religion in the United States and Canada. Wiccans avoid evil and the appearance of evil at all costs. Their motto is to harm none, and they strive to live a peaceful, tolerant, and balanced life in tune with nature and humanity. Many modern-day witches still perform witchcraft, but there's seldom anything sinister about it. Their spells and incantations are often derived from their Book of Shadows, a 20th century collection of wisdom and witchcraft, and can be compared to the act of prayer in other religions. A modern-day witchcraft potion is more likely to be a herbal remedy for the flu instead of a hex to harm someone. Today's witchcraft spells are usually used to stop someone from doing evil or harming themselves. Ironically, while it's probable some historical witches used witchcraft for evil purposes, many may have embraced it for healing or protection against the immorality they were accused of. But witches, whether actual or accused, still face persecution and death. Several men and women suspected of using witchcraft have been beaten and killed in Papua New Guinea since 2010, including a young mother who was burned alive. Similar episodes of violence against people accused of being witches have occurred in Africa, South America, the Middle East, and in immigrant communities in Europe and the United States.